and I'm up a flagpole, proud and true. Stays on all the fire, just me and you. With the crackle of the wood, our laughter takes flight. God bless the USA, everything feels right.
Welcome to Running Up the Flagpole.
Goodness.
Dave.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito.
And
Tasha.
And producer Christine. It's a cash register.
So, how was your weekend?
I know you guys haven't been at work, but it's been almost a whole week. We have passed the weekend, so I will tell you. Homework, homework, and more homework. I started my first week of my last class of school. And I finished my last week of the second to last class. So it's been homework for me and working. How about you guys?
Lots of cleaning.
Why are we cleaning?
Because we had to get new carpeting.
Yeah. Why do we have to get new carpeting?
Because David left.
Because David, the tagline of Flagpole Buddy, who is our sponsor, by the way.
Oh, come on, Sasha. You usually say it.
You're a little late.
Yeah.
I just said it. Shameless plug. I was able to fit it in right there. It sounded nice. And speaking of more shameless plugs, don't forget $5 from every order through the month of July goes to help with flood relief in Texas. So if you want to shop, shop now for a good cause.
Support Texas.
Please.
Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the flood.
We did. Sentences, they start and then they end, Dave.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there was like a little leak and the little leak turned into a bigger leak. And it just happened to be when I was in Hawaii and David didn't pay attention to
the water that was all over the ground.
The floor. So
now it's not that David didn't pay attention. David just didn't happen to walk over to that area.
You didn't go to the kitchen for a whole week?
No, it was by the sliding door in the back.
By the kitchen.
By the kitchen.
So you didn't go to the kitchen for the week?
Well, I went to the kitchen, but only to the refrigerator and where the paper plates were. I had no dishes to wash.
Did you know that when I walked in the door, it really smelled in that house? I don't know how you missed that.
I thought it was the cat box.
So did you clean the cat box?
Yes.
But the smell didn't go away?
No.
Well, then what? Are you like an engineer? What? What?
I know. What the heck were you thinking?
It was like, oh, it smells. Oh, I wonder what it smells. It's cats. I blamed it all on the cats.
You're just so accepting, though. Like, it stinks in here. It's fine. Life's fine. It'll go on.
It's a guy thing.
It'll be okay. Wait till Christine gets home in 3 weeks.
I wasn't thinking anything about that. I thought, well, I'll just get another beer. Go away.
Man.
So it didn't go. And Christine got home and she stepped in the car on the carpeting by the door where I had never walked. And she said, oh, the dog peed.
That's what I thought. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like,
you certainly didn't think there was a flood happening with your husband in the other room, noticing it.
No, I didn't.
Got it.
It had been dripping for a long time.
It was a slow leak.
So insurance doesn't cover it. We cleaned it all up. And had to get new carpeting. That carpeting went in yesterday, and it was amazing. Guys did it in one day. Shout out to Empire. They did a fantastic job. So I was really happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys were
great.
It
looks really good.
Yeah, but now the walls look dingy.
Very, very dingy.
So all the walls are going to be painted nice and bright white. So we're still living on the patio because that's where all our furniture is at right now with all of our knickknacks and all of our crap.
And things. Boxes and boxes. And so I'm going to give you my address. And so anybody can come over and like help themselves. And
yeah, you want a TV? Come on. It's fine. You want some old costume jewelry? Come on. You want some Halloween costumes? Come on.
So we can get new stuff.
No,
exactly. The idea is no more stuff. Purpose.
Yeah. But if someone comes and takes the TV, then we get a new TV.
Exactly.
Or we just keep the TV that we have.
Well, we could, but if someone takes it, there's no. I have no control over that.
Nobody's taking your TV.
No one's taking. No one's taking anything.
Bummer. But so anyway, we're on the porch because that's where the TV is active.
Why don't you go stay in your RV?
Well, the RV is a great place to stay.
Oh, it would be.
It would be a great place, but finding a place to park it around here is hard to do. Right now it's in an electrified fenced area, and for a few
you're
days...
You're going to try to get through that.
It's a pain in the butt to get to this thing right now.
But it would be really hard with two cats and a dog.
Would it, though? What
because
if it was
they're indoor cats.
Right, but what if it was just, like, you and the cats and the dog? Would that be hard?
I stay in a motel.
Yeah, Dave's not invited.
No, no. You stay with the dog someplace, and then I stay with the cats in the motorhome.
Okay, I'll go to PetSmart and log into their hotel with the dog.
Could you imagine walking through PetSmart, and you see some grown man in the little thing with the dog? I'm terrified. That's
give
nightmare
a little
fuel.
Treat.
No, God.
Treat. Throw him an Ampium burger. He'd be happy.
Well, we have the RV. What about if we worked out of the RV? What would that be like?
Well, you could do that. In fact, we were going to.
Yes, that's why we bought our second motorhome.
Yeah, and we decided not to because the business was going a different direction and all that. So millions of people working out of their RVs. It's amazing what's happened to the industry when the COVID thing hit, because that made everybody go out of the office, stay home. But people don't want to stay home because they don't want to be home. So they bought RVs and took their family out where they don't have to wear masks. They're working on the road. And then Starlink hit like a year after. And that really made a difference. Everybody's out there with the Starlink and they can get Wi-Fi. Their kids can game, high-speed internet, their cell service. They can go anywhere over and around the country and have same as they would at home. It's amazing product.
Technology has come far. Do you think maybe there's something out there that would help you acknowledge when your house smells?
a wife?
Sort of like yeah. But if the wife is away, you still need an alert.
Yes.
A mold detector alert?
Do they have mold detector alerts?
Probably.
They might.
Whose phone keeps going off?
Mine.
Busted, producer Christine.
You were supposed to.
I'm so sorry. They're texting about our new sign that we got.
Yay, we got a new sign.
For the podcast, running at the flagpole.
Even though it's only an audio podcast, the sign is really important.
It was really important.
What if people come and we're going
to
have...
Shout out to Amber for designing the logo.
Woohoo!
That's where we're going, Amber and Thomas's.
Yay! That's with the cruise.
With the cruise. They don't own a cruise boat, but...
Oh, they don't?
No.
No.
That's strange. No. I totally thought they did.
But they live in Florida, and they live on a man-made lagoon.
A lagoon.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
With crocodiles?
That's what I thought.
No, crocodiles don't like chlorinated water.
Oh, it is man-made. Chlorinated? You said that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Chlorinated, yeah.
Chlorinated. Did I make a word up? Chlorinated. Is that real?
No, it's...
You're at that point where you say a word enough times that it doesn't sound right anymore. Yeah, exactly. Huh? Been there, done that. You're like, that's not right, but it is.
People working out of their RV are the age group of 35 to 40. And they got their kids, and they're having a great time. They just travel around the country.
That's because these are the people who are in, or were in, probably still are if they're working from their RV, corporate jobs or in places that said during the pandemic, bye-bye.
Do not come in.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden they turn around and said, you got to come back. And then people said, I got a little taste of freedom. I'll work from my RV.
Is that the Gen Z people?
I'm not having this discussion with you again.
It's Dave Jared. Millennials.
Oh, millennials. Isn't that the same?
No.
I don't understand.
Do you absorb anything we talk about?
She is a millennial. Janet is a Gen Z.
Oh, you're a millennial. So you're the type of person to run out there.
Didn't we talk about this? Like,
am I in the twilight zone? What is happening?
We might have talked about it, but that was last week. A lot's happened to me since
last
week.
That's true. A lot has happened.
You moved into your backyard.
I know, exactly.
You're like Tom Hanks from Castaway back there.
Killed a lot of brain cells.
So now we, the problem we have now in the backyard.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Uh-oh. Dave's excited to tell me. Christine's not excited. So this should be good. What is this?
Well, we have an artificial grass in the backyard, right? But we don't have the pet-friendly artificial grass.
Because
we had
didn't have the pet we got it.
Is this the Poo Poo Chronicles for this call or for this podcast?
Yeah, this could be the Poo Poo Chronicles.
Every time.
So the poo poo is fine because that's kind of fun, actually, because it hardens up and then you have a handheld claw, and you pick it up and throw it over the fence into the neighbor's yard.
Into the canyon, not the neighbor's yard.
That's some neighbor. It's just a wild animal's neighbor's front yard. Still a neighbor. It's not a human neighbor.
Okay.
But the number one out of the dog, actually, you can't really do much with. So
are
now,
you? Pause. You can say poo-poo every five words, but you can't say pee? Are you kidding me?
I don't like that word.
It's a letter.
Poo-poo is much better.
Than pee?
Yeah, I don't like it. Christine can say pee.
Oh, you guys make a good team.
I don't like it. So the number one the dog does.
Oh, my God.
Actually... makes the yard stink when the sun beats on it.
Oh, so yeah, it was really bad this morning.
We're hardly ever out there when the sun's out, right? It's usually at night when we're out on the back porch. Happy hour. So we don't have a lot of sun from that standpoint. And this morning we were out there and I'm like...
All of a sudden your nose works?
I'm like... It's real sensitive now. I've been taught.
Only took how old are you? 83?
Now the yard starts to spin. Now I got to figure out what to do with the yard. I sprayed some stuff on it, but I don't know if that worked.
We'll see. Go sniff it. All of a sudden your nose has super. So do you use the same products you would use indoors on that?
No.
What do you use then?
It's like Simple Green, like artificial grass.
Pet stuff. Yeah. It's supposed to have enzymes in it.
Yeah, you use that inside too.
No, you don't.
You do enzymatic cleaner inside if an animal goes to the bathroom on the carpet or on a piece of furniture. Yeah, because the enzymes go in and eat up the scent so that it goes away. Yeah, we use that.
Maybe the enzymes are the same exact thing, but this is a Simple Green, like a large for lawns, made for lawns.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm not an enzyme expert like some other people may be here in the room, but... It doesn't
you know
seem
what?
To be working.
Tachi probably goes to the bathroom a lot, and she probably knows.
Tachi does whatever he wants when he wants to. Freaking dog, man. Yeah. Love him, but clearly in his mind, everything is his. So that's why you can't have nice things. Anyways, yes, enzymatic cleaner. So I'm sure that they use it or they have specific ones for like lawn material.
Yeah.
And then we have an enzymatic cleaner for if he has accidents in the house. He's pretty good on the potty pads. He's a condo dog, everybody. He's potty pad trained. And every once in a while, he really wants to show the corner of the couch who's boss. Poor couch. Enzymatic cleaner.
Did you use any of that this morning? The cats threw up on the new carpet. That was fun.
No.
No?
Well, maybe it had. I didn't read the label. It was... carpet cleaner.
Oh, it probably had some stuff in it to clean the carpet.
It was pet carpet cleaner.
Well, there you go. I'm sure it had enzymes. Do you know what kind of enzymes it had?
No. When I go home, I'll dissect it, put it under my microscope, and really try to search.
I'll take a picture of the ingredients for you.
Send it to her.
Then I can find out if there's anything that I can eat or not eat. When you say ingredients, it makes me think of food. I think I'm hungry.
I do too.
We got way off track.
I don't know what happened.
We were talking about RVs.
At some point.
Yeah, people living in RVs and then they have pets in the RVs. We've seen, who was our friends that had those little animals? Were they minks?
Oh, they were.
Ferrets.
Ferrets.
Ferrets, aww. Yeah. Ferrets were adorable.
And they used to get lost in their cupboards.
Was it here?
Oh, no.
No, it was in an RV.
I know, but in California?
Yeah.
Yes.
So these ferrets were California residents, and they would travel in the RV?
Yes.
They were the couple was from Oregon, and then they'd bring them into Discovery Bay. They lived in their second home was at Discovery Bay, and they used to travel around.
They're harboring fugitives. Did you know ferrets are illegal in the state of California?
See, that's why they had them in Oregon. They were
Larry had them here. Larry had ferrets. Yeah.
So, Your husband's doing illegal things?
We had a hedgehog tail. California's no fun. We harbor animal fugitives every now and again. Leave us alone. We do what we want. Don't tell Gavin Newsom.
So,
I shouldn't say this because what if someone heard this? You saw what happened with the squirrel and like...
That's true.
And they came and got the wild squirrel and the raccoon and... Was there a raccoon sibling?
But they're not going to come and get your ferret because your ferret's gone.
I know, but what if they start watching now and we want another ferret in the future? We can't have another ferret because Gavin Newsom's hiding in my bushes.
You know what? He wants to be president. He's not concerned with a ferret in your bushes.
You don't know
he
that.
He is not concerned with your bush. I guarantee you.
You'd be surprised. Anyways, back to RVing and living and working in the RV. Imagine Flagpole Buddy in an RV and you're 3D printing. How does that work? That guy's got so big and nothing came out of his mouth and I'm scared.
Do you remember?
I thought we talked about this already. Didn't we talk about this?
That was the first round when Christine wasn't recording.
Yeah.
When Christine messed up.
For everybody out there, we must have done about 20 minutes worth of nothing.
Oh.
It's okay. The last podcast, we recorded that 3 times, edited it for multiple hours, and then didn't post it.
Yes.
Next time's my turn. Whee!
So,
the two ladies.
When you're on the road. Yeah, that's right. 3D printing. What does 3D printing and RVs have in common?
Nothing.
Exactly right.
Gosh. No, that's not true.
Well, it kind of is, but it kind of isn't. From a Flagpole Buddy position, we have printed, we have 45 3D printers, and we print, come on, say it, Dave. Dave, come on.
You can do this.
We print lots of production parts. Wow. Stuff. I don't know why it's so tough today. I think living on the porch is getting to me.
Poor Dave.
She's found the buttons.
She has. She can't breathe.
Breathe.
Her tummy hurts from laughing so hard. Her face is purple. Her tongue keeps sticking out.
Oh my God.
I think we might have lost her.
Come back to us. Come back to the light.
Come on. And on next week's podcast, Christine laughs for 45 minutes.
Go on. Finish what you were talking about. Remember. The two ladies.
So what does RVs and 3D printing have in common? Oh, Flagpole Buddy. We've 3D print a lot of production parts. And we have 45 printers. And
Janet, who uses them and prints all the things.
Yeah, Janet's been trained in the printers. She knew nothing about printing before, and now she's running them, and she's taking care of them. She does all the maintenance on them. Pretty amazing. And now she's working on the CAD part of it to make design changes and things. But the 3D printing world, from an RV's perspective, really has changed things because a lot of the RVs, you can't find the parts for them anymore. You know, light switches, a lot of little plastic stuff that breaks. You can make those and 3D print them. You can have a printer in your... Okay.
Oh, goodness. She just looks at me and starts laughing.
Her hands, like, went flailing. I didn't know what you were saying.
I didn't either, so I had to look up at the ceiling. I'm like, I gotta ignore
it. You look like an angry bird.
I need a piece of paper.
For what? For what?
To write notes to you.
What kind of notes do you need to write?
I was gonna, what is Jerry's company's name?
What?
Janet's doing stuff with his company.
Yeah.
And that's where some of our printers are.
Okay.
So we could do a shout out to Jerry. But I don't know what his company's name.
I just need to drink some water.
It is Funding Youth. Funding Youth.
Are you sure about that, Dave?
Yeah, positive.
100%?
Okay, so continue on. Let her search. And
I think it's Fund Youth.
It's not it.
There's going to be a lot of editing.
And Funded Youth.
They never believe me.
I have a hard time with trusting the things that come out of your mouth.
You have trust issues. Uh-huh. Yes, you do. Well, let's go back. We'll start over. So, what does 3D printing and RVing have in common?
Why are we doing this again? Just get to the part about the the RV, the printer. You got them on the in the RV. You found another company. What's her name? Give it to us. What's the name of the company?
Funded you.
The two ladies.
The two ladies. Christine's only been asking about them for the last 20 minutes.
The ladies. No, it's girls. Girls who are classy broads.
So they are out in their clearly classy rig, right? And they 3D print stuff over there. So I think what Dave's been trying really hard to get out is that having a 3D printer on your RV can be helpful for the parts that you may break, need, can't find, that sort of thing, right?
Yes, that's what I was trying to say.
I'm
well,
so glad
you know, they're starting to like not make certain parts anymore. You can't find them anywhere. And so
that's what I said.
Yeah, that is what you said.
Yes. Thank you for reiterating.
You're back? You're good?
I don't know if I'm back. I don't know where I went. It's like the Twilight Zone. You guys are just laughing like crazy.
Happiness. We can't help ourselves. So we were talking about Flagpole Buddy printing on an RV. See, we have 45 printers, as you mentioned, so I don't think Janet and 45 printers are going on the RV.
No, I don't think so either.
Okay, so we're not working from the road.
No.
No.
Got it. Okay.
We're here in San Diego, California.
Got it.
Yes. I have taken printers on the road with me before and actually designed some stuff up for a guy at a show because the show was so bad. It wasn't anything to do. So I comes over, hey, can you make this? Yeah. So I designed it up, printed him a couple, and the next day or so we tested them out. And
do you have any recommendations for our wonderful listeners of what printers are good for being out on an RV?
If you've never printed, you can start with something simple like a Creality. It's an FDM printer.
What does that stand for?
Filament directive material.
So what does that mean?
It means it's like a weed whacker wire that's fed through the machine and it's melted on top of each other, each layer, over and over and over.
Wee. Would it be a... Is it a hazard? Would it be a hazard on an RV?
No.
Like overheating, melting, start a fire, blow up?
No.
Okay, just making sure. Why are you so quiet over there?
Because she thought it was a dumb listening. Question. Uh-huh. What?
Okay. So what's going on in current event land? Give me something to talk about.
Do you know what? I saw something really interesting. There is a Colorado dentist who poisoned his wife. But then they're going through the trial, and one of the first things he said, he sent his wife a text, and he said, for the record, I didn't poison you. So he sounds like he admitted it.
Well, how is he poisoning her? Have they proven it yet, or are they still arsenic. In the trial?
They're still in the trial.
Yeah, but they had arsenic. they caught his search. He made a new web email or something like that and created a new profile, and he was online searching different ways. Am I boring you?
I don't know why oxygen doesn't get to my brain in this room every time I am in this room. I don't know what it is. I don't. I'm sorry. It's not you. It's me.
I've heard that before.
So is this like boring, Sasha?
This is not boring. This is the highlight of my Thursdays. I enjoy this, but for some reason, this room sucks the oxygen out of me, and I can't stop yawning.
For those who can't see in this room, it's about a 10x10 room with two windows and a door and a round table in the center and air coming in through the top. And
thankfully,
we're all sitting across from each other, and she's yawning.
I can't help it.
Whenever I talk, she yawns.
There must be something to it. I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm working on it. I tried to eat chocolate to woohoo myself.
What was I saying?
I don't remember. Arsenic.
So, yeah, I'm scared. They found arsenic in his search records. Searched many times to find poisons that are untraceable.
Going to prison, buddy.
But he, like, put it in her protein shakes.
She's just trying to eat healthy. She's just trying to get her body tight.
So that day, she texted him. She says, I'm sick. I don't feel good. And I think somebody put something, or I've been drugged or something. And that's when he said, "Oh my God."
I don't understand.
Whenever I talk, she yawns.
I have a lot of empathy for you. The things that come out of your mouth. Somebody's got to feel for you. Oh,
wow.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I don't know. Let's move on to the next.
Do you have somewhere to be?
Well, no.
Got to be on the patio smelling peat.
Somebody's got to sniff it.
Poor puppy. Poor Dave. I actually laid in the yard yesterday.
Why would you do that?
Didn't notice. And the next thing I know, it's like...
Couldn't smell it.
The dog's smelling funny.
The dog went and got a bath today.
Yes.
Oh, we found a new doggy wash place up the street.
Not going there again.
Why?
They're good, but the dog don't like it.
Oh, no, the dog didn't like it.
No, the dog is fine in the shower.
But we just got new carpet, and I didn't want the dog running around the house. With
all clean.
All wet.
But clean.
No.
It's a clean wet.
She'd be rubbing all over the floor.
Okay.
No.
I don't see a problem with it.
Well, you laid in pea grass. So your beliefs are invalid.
That's a good point.
So arsenic, dentist, we're not getting our teeth done?
No.
And don't go to your spouse for dental work.
Oh, no. She had made me something for dinner, and I'm looking at it going.
Oh, it was a turkey burger.
Like, you just didn't like it because it wasn't fried.
Yeah. I didn't like it. I wouldn't eat it.
He won't eat anything.
If she put a Twinkie in front of you right now, would you eat it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. My point exactly.
Yeah. There's no guy who wouldn't eat a Twinkie.
Let's test that theory.
Would Larry eat a Twinkie?
Would he have to go to Buffalo Wild Wings so you wouldn't see him?
Listen, I just didn't want to have tummy ache. I care. But yeah, he'd eat a Twinkie for sure.
See? Point taken. God, you guys have a hard time admitting when I'm right.
You're right.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. That's... you were trying to find a button over there for that? We should record a button that says lies, 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 lies. Lies.
What else are we talking about, kids?
Let's discuss
what
everybody's most embarrassing moment. This is just a fun thing to talk about with people. You learn some things.
Lying in the grass with pee?
I think you've got worse. I don't think you're embarrassed by your pee story. What happened at the gas station a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one.
Tell us about that, honey.
You know, I was kind of proud of that, actually, because I don't know if a lot of people have done this before.
Oh.
You think people have done this?
I'm going to Google the statistics on it. You tell the listeners the story. Let's see if you're special.
So I was in Christine's car going to get some gas in the morning, and the nozzle is on the passenger side. So I pulled up. Oh, it's on the passenger side. Fill up. Go in to get my morning soda and banana. Come back out.
The healthy diet. Morning soda and banana.
The Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
It's great.
Make sure it's diet. A little formaldehyde with your banana.
I drive away and I hear a clunk, 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 clunk. What the heck? I look over. Uh-oh. I get out and the gas line is still connected to the car, but it was not connected to the gas station anymore. And I look at the guy behind me in line. He looks at me like, dude, really? And I get the gas line. I hold it up to the ladies in the thing and say, sorry. And they look at me, they just raise their hands up, and she presses a button. It's okay, sir. Other people have done it. Put the hose line down.
Google says that it's a relatively infrequent occurrence, happening about once a month at the average gas station. You can't tell me that that's not frequent. Once a month at the average gas station. How many gas stations are from here to, like, your home? And then think about once a month.
Well, what's an average gas station? Is it one with average gas or average food or no food or average people?
Let's just say that every gas station you see, one person a month takes the nozzle and gas line with them when they leave. That's a lot of people to think.
I mean, think so.
When you think about how many people go through these gas stations, it might seem like a small amount. But when you think of, like, common sense, it feels like a lot of people don't have it.
Common sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's there. Hey, hey.
Yeah, I got done with the sentence and looked at you and realized you did it. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's never happened to you, has it?
Nope, you got to drive for that to happen. I don't do that. We told the listeners. We told them, they know. I use my Chevrolet legs and my Lamborghinis. No driving for this girl. Maybe one day.
Okay. Well, and Christine, what about you? Have you ever had anything embarrassing?
Unfortunately, I have. It was when we first started going out, and you had introduced me to your, a childhood best friend. She lived next door to you.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, I can't wait to meet her. And you had told me all about her, but you had told me some certain things like, she was overweight.
She's a bigger girl.
She was a bigger girl.
Yeah, you were concerned that we might have had some kind of relationship.
Yeah.
No, I would have never had a relationship with her.
Anyway.
It was not a...
Just not your type.
So...
Yeah, so...
Bigger girl. We'll call it.
I was face to face with her, and David and I were just talking away, and I said, David, she's not fat like you told me. It was really bad.
I had no idea what to say. I remember that. We were picking her up at the airport.
It was bad.
What did she say when you said this?
I know.
Maybe
she
didn't hear it.
No, she did.
I think she heard it. Yeah.
Oh, she probably cried on the inside. Do you think she told the story to people?
Probably not.
I don't think she cared enough.
Oh, okay.
To know.
But I was just like mortified.
Oops, yeah. My mouth opened and everything came out.
Oopsies. I was like 22, 23 years old.
Yeah.
We do silly things.
And she was like 30, 31. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so she's like this, you know, somebody I wanted to impress.
Older lady.
Yeah, someone I wanted to impress.
Yeah. You did a bang-up job there.
Yeah, I did. Anyway.
This again started with, well, David said, or David yes. did, as we discussed at the beginning of this podcast.
So if David wouldn't have said something like that to me, I wouldn't have repeated it.
I was just trying to be nice to you to ease your concern about possible old girlfriend or something like that coming to town. Mm. Was it? So no good deed goes unpunished.
Mm-hmm. That's what he says.
100%. The Dave slogan.
Yes.
It's true.
And this one is too. Well, I cut it off. See, it's a little too long.
That's what anyway. She said.
So, Sasha, what is your most embarrassing moment?
Not getting the penis pillow?
Okay, before we discuss my most embarrassing moment, I was supposed to get a red penis pillow yesterday. Half of my bosses are a unit, okay? You got the Dave half and the Christine half of the unit. One half of the unit knew Sasha's going to want this penis pillow. Definitely. And the other half of the unit
didn't want HR to.
Who happens to be HR? Who happens to be HR? So instead, they did the honorable thing and they donated the penis pillow to the Salvation Army.
No, not they.
Christine.
I was like, we got this pillow as a gag gift, I don't know how many years ago, and it's about 2 feet long. It's pretty cool, and it's got the apples and banana to it, and
the what?
The fruit of the loom.
And we were cleaning the house for this weekend, right, for all the carpet thing, and there's this thing, and I said, oh, Sasha would love this.
How did they know?
I
I'm not the only one that works here. And they saw it, and they have friends.
But I was right.
And they, Dave, you know.
See,
I know
everything.
The weenie pillow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I didn't. When we donated just before we came over yesterday, there was a bag of all this stuff.
More penis pillows.
Very sad. And Larry was sad last night, too.
I know. Larry and I were talking about starting a business. We could make little animatronic penises you could, like, stick on your desk. I mean, we can name them. It was a whole thing. If you ever see us on Shark Tank with the animatronic penises for your desk, you heard it here first, folks.
And I'll say, I know them. Wow.
I gave them their first penis.
Anyway, what is your most embarrassing?
I had to stay away from that. I just had to.
So my
corporate, my old corporate ways doesn't allow me to go that far.
Same. See, that's
why.
But I still do it.
She does.
That's why I didn't let you give it to her.
All habits
the corporate thing?
Yeah.
This is, yeah. I worked in corporate retail for many years and we couldn't discuss this, but it feels freeing. I feel free now. Thank you. So my most embarrassing story.
Wow.
Besides this moment on a podcast that's going to go to all over the world. Most embarrassing story. My husband and I started long distance. For 2 years we were long distance and I may or may not have been sending him lingerie photos.
That's funny.
So I sent these pictures to what I thought was my fiance at the time. And my fiance comes down the stairs at his parents' house and happens to look over his dad's shoulder and goes, "Oh my God, what are you looking at?" And rips the phone from his father's hand and realizes it's from me. And it's lingerie photos. I was not in them, but nonetheless, not good.
No.
I wonder if I'll ever meet him.
You have met him.
What?
Yeah, he's been here. You met him. You showed him the 3D printing room. Do you remember anything?
No.
Yeah.
What?
You met him. Yeah.
I did?
He owns the cabinet company around the corner.
I should ask him about the underwear thing. Oh, I will next time.
It's not underwear.
I don't know. As the person that this happened to, the idea of my boss and my father-in-law having a discussion about the lingerie photos I sent kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Can't be any worse than the penis pillow. Yeah, you're all messed up.
I am. I'm a product of my environment. Okay. More fun, embarrassing stories you want to share with the world?
Not that I want to share today.
No.
You guys, anything else to talk about?
All right, I think that's it.
Okay. Hopefully we entertained you.
I was entertained.
Yep.
I learned something.
Just learned something.
You'll forget it when we're done with this. All right. So we will see everybody next week, or I guess we won't see people. We'll talk to you next week. And this is
Christine, the producer.
Yay. And who are you?
Dave.
And Sasha. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Don't forget to run it up the flagpole.
Running them up the flagpole, proud and true. Stays on all the fire, just me and you. With the crackle of the wood, our laughter takes flight. God bless the USA, everything feels right.